the 4Bs Vectis Radio Training School, supported by the Isle of Wight Foundation, focusing on combining the skills of Island Road staff together with financial assistance to help community schemes and projects here on the Isle of Wight. We've got in the studio, you've got so many names now. We ended up with Max. We'll talk about that in a moment. But first, let's just work with Daniel. Daniel's your real name. We'll talk more about the Max thing in a minute. But morning, how are you?
I'm all right.
Good. All right. So, you are from what school?
I'm Carisbrook College.
You're from Carisbrook College. How old are you?
13.
And where are you from?
Sandown.
From Sandown. Okay, so you get on a bus every day?
Taxi.
You get a taxi?
Yeah, I did taxi, yeah.
Do you know, there's a young lad that was in yesterday. He lives in Chail, and his granddad brings him to school on a motorcycle, a big 750.
Oh, God.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that would be cool, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I'd imagine it'd be quite cool, yeah, quite thrilling.
Okay, so tell us a little bit about you. What's your hobbies? Have you got any?
Couple.
Go on, tell us about them.
I like D&D, which is
go on, what's D&D then? Explain what D&D is.
Like a dice-based game.
It's a what?
A dice-based, you know what a dice is.
Yeah, I know what dice is, yeah. One of those things you shake and you get
It's like a... It's a dice-based campaign game, action game. Yeah.
And D&D stands for?
Dungeons & Dragons.
Oh, there's a lot of people now that think, oh, yeah, Dungeons & Dragons.
Oh, yeah, that.
So thing. You came in earlier on and you said you had no hobbies, but you spend a lot of time doing this. But you don't play the game.
I watch it, yeah.
You watch it. Is that interesting, watching it?
Yeah, I'd say so.
Is it? So how do you watch it?
YouTube.
On YouTube, right, okay. Do you play games as well?
I play quite a few games, yeah, I'd say.
What sort of games do you play?
Again, general, like, online games, usually.
What was the last one you played?
I have no idea, my memory's not that good.
It isn't, is it? Now tell us, listener, I've got to say that you will be shocked at what this young man is going to say next. You said something about music.
I'm one of those people who could live without music. I'm one of those people who don't like music.
You could live without music?
Yeah.
Quite easily?
Quite easily, yeah, I'd say so.
What happens when you listen to music?
I sweat!
Right, okay. So, is there a reason why you sweat when you're listening to... You see, I'm looking at the... I'm here, think of the listener now. You had no idea this young man was going to say that. You had no idea that was coming. This young man doesn't really like music, can live without it, and when he does listen to it, he sweats. Do you have some kind of panic attack when you listen to music?
I don't know, if I'll be honest. It's just like a general reaction. My body starts sweating.
Okay. So what was the last song you heard and your body started sweating then?
The one that was on the radio a minute ago.
Oh, right, The Course.
Yeah.
So you started breaking out in a bit of a sweat.
Yeah, I'm sweating right now.
Okay. That must be some kind of phobia, I think. We're going to have to look into that, aren't we?
Music phobia.
Now, you come from a big family?
Yeah, quite a big family, I'd say.
And how many people are living in your house at the moment?
Seven, including me.
Seven. Do you have to queue for the bathroom?
Yes, actually. It usually is like a queue in the morning, yeah.
Okay. there's a massive queue for the... 7 or 8 people. That is a lot of peeps. Do you all get on? Do you get on with your brothers and sisters?
Relatively, as much as you're going to get on with your siblings, yeah.
Okay. What about the dogs? Do you get on with the dogs?
Not particularly.
Tell us about those little yappy dogs of yours. What are they?
I don't actually know. They're like lap dogs. They're the lap dogs.
And they don't like you?
Not when I go downstairs, no. They don't let me down there. I don't know why.
So what do you have to do? Spend time upstairs?
Yeah, I haven't been downstairs in like years. Yeah. I go down like whenever... I can go down when they leave, which is almost never, but...
But your dogs don't like you?
No. It's everywhere else, it's fine. It's just downstairs.
You just wait till them dogs learn how to turn on the radio and play music.
And they'll be like, what are you saying about me?
That's going to be so... I wish I was around to see that. That would be so funny.
That would be hilarious.
So what have you got? Brothers, sisters? How many?
I've got 2 sisters.
Yeah.
No brothers.
No brothers. Hang on, 2 sisters. Mum, dad?
Mum, dad doesn't live with me. Left when he was 3.
Okay, so where's the other 5 or 6 coming from then?
Got my aunt, got my uncle, got my granddad, my grandma.
God, it's like the set of Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, isn't it? How brilliant is that? How great is that? So anyway, you play games. That's one hobby.
Yeah.
You love Dungeons and Dragons.
Yeah.
You don't like music.
I don't like music.
And you watch a lot on YouTube.
Yeah, I watch a lot of YouTube. Yeah.
What's the funniest television program we've ever seen?
Like comedy show.
Yeah.
Jeff Dunham, I'd say.
Who?
Jeff Dunham.
Right. Okay. Tell me about that.
Puppet man, basically. He does he's puppets. He does pretty funny. Because, yeah.
Okay, look.
Pretty funny man.
When you first came in, you wouldn't tell us anything. And you made out that you were the most uninteresting person ever. But you are, you're fascinating. You annoy dogs.
I'm the dog hater.
And we reckon that you are a dead ringer for who?
I don't remember his name now. What's his name again?
Max Verstappen.
Yeah.
You're a dead ringer for Max Verstappen. So
if I chilled my hair, I'd look exactly like him. Yeah.
Yeah, you would. And you've been dubbed now. Your colleague over there has called you what?
Mini Max.
So you are Mini Max. So that's how we shall refer to you from now on, Mini Max.
Okay, Max.
And you know absolutely nothing about Formula One.
Nope. I don't think I've ever watched. I've watched like 10 minutes of it, maybe.
Okay. Any interest in any sport whatsoever?
Not really.
But you used to do taekwondo.
That was just like a spring of a moment. It's there. Why not?
Well, you did it for how many months? 6 months?
Five, six, something like that.
And so what did you learn? How to kick people in the head and score points. Did you?
Had a punch, had a kick.
All right, okay.
Crescent kicks.
Crescent kick,
which is you kick and then you go back down.
Yeah.
Learn general fighting style, general blocking. Had to pin your enemy down.
Brilliant. So you're pinning your enemy down. The enemy. Right.
The enemy.
Not the opposition.
No, the
it's
enemy.
It's a sport. No, it's the enemy. It's a war. What do you have to wear?
General clothes. We just put our gym clothes on, really.
Okay, you don't have any padding or anything like that, then?
They had a bit like pillows you'd get, and you'd put them to your arms when you blocked, so you didn't hurt your arms. Of course.
Pillows.
Yeah, you use pillows, basically.
I could just see you doing.
They're big foam mats, but I just call them pillows.
Just see you doing taekwondo with those two dogs of yours.
Oh God, no!
Hey, look, it's a pleasure to talk to you. And do you know one thing I've learnt about you already is that you're far more interesting than you think you are.
Nah.
Yeah, it's true, honestly. Look, it's 20 past 11. We've got some Elton John on the way and some local tunage coming your way too. It's me and you and him as well until 12 o'clock. And from 12 o'clock today, we've got a young man called Rob Carr, who was the man behind Postfest. We'll talk to Rob then. He's got a new project underway.
Vectis Radio, FM 104.6. For the people, by the people.
Now, we've got... I'm going to call you Daniel for the time being, because this might end up as being like a serious little chat. Because we were having a conversation,
yes.
Daniel, about the current situation. And I said, what's the biggest thing you can moan about at the moment?
The government.
And before, you went off on one.
Yep.
But I've got to admit, there's a whole load of what you said I agree with. So come on, are you concerned about the current situation?
Yes, I don't think they've dealt. I don't think they dealt with it properly. If you look at some smaller countries, which have dealt with, and they don't have the problem with COVID. They've dealt with it. They had like a couple thousand casualties. Well, England had hundreds of thousands. You look what they've done. They've done things like close the airports, stop festivals, things like that. Things like that which stop large, again, things stop which like lessen the amount of people which are having contact with each other, which is again the main way COVID spreads. England didn't do that. England just it shut down for a couple of months and then let it back again, and then COVID came back and they had to keep a couple of months. Can't do that, but they never actually banned these big things. Like again, during the main bit of COVID, the main lockdown, they did ban festivals, but then they immediately brought them back again.
Hmm.
It was a couple of months later, and they're like, "Oh, festivals again? Why?" It took them out at the same time for them to get rid of things like masks, things like that. Than it did with things like festivals, and that really annoys me.
I can see that you're animated, and if people could see you, and you know, you're not sat there calmly, you're actually getting more and more frustrated, and I don't want to frustrate you anymore. There will be a positive at the end of this conversation, I guarantee it, because it's good to talk about these things. But what's lovely is you're a 13-year-old lad, and all of this affects you, but you're having your say. All of the grown-ups have had a say. All of the grown-ups, or you know, this all of the things that we have, like government making decisions and so on, they're all grown-ups. You don't have a say in any of this. And you know, I kind of agree with a lot of what you're saying. I think we've gone back in way too quick. And I think what we've done is we've tried to boost our economy and hope for the best. And I think we can now see that things are starting to change back, and we've got to do something and maybe change course. In the meantime, young people like you are becoming more and more frustrated with what's going on. Because let's be honest, most of what's happened doesn't make a whole load of sense, does it?
Yeah,
it really doesn't make a whole lot of sense. I mean, when you think that you can go, when we had the Euros, that's a football term. We had the Euros, and
thousands of people, isn't it? Yeah.
Well, first of all, Wembley Stadium was open to about 13,000. Then a week later, it was 20, and then within 10 days, it was up to 60,000 people. And it's been proved that certain areas have been a problem with figures and so on, and the figures have gone up. Mm-hmm. I mean, honestly, seeing you have a little rant and a rave, I'm glad you've had the rant and rave, but what we've also, you know, said to you is, and this is the one positive that you should take from this, you turned up with a mask, okay? You wore a mask. Now, your mate in the studio there is also wearing a mask, and I don't blame you for wearing a mask. Nobody should ever make you feel bad for wearing one. But the most important thing to remember is a lot of this is in your hands. You know, your hands, face, space, and so on. And if you keep yourself safe, hopefully, fingers crossed, you can keep your family safe as well.
Hopefully.
You know, which is fair game. That's what you need to do. But I'm sorry if, you know, you got all frustrated and stuff. But, you know, that's what we do. We like to give young people a voice. And out of all of this, No one listens to young people. No one gives them the opportunity. This is if there are relevant people listening to this, and if they're not, pass on these words. There's a young man that came in our studio today that spoke absolute sense. He is, how would you put it? Are you angry? Frustrated?
Both, honestly. I'd say both.
And maybe sometimes we should listen to young people. Because, you know, maybe we should, you know, when we make decisions, when we plan
include
things.
Would you,
I know they're talking about, a lot of people are talking about the jab now. Would you like to have the jab to feel safe?
Yeah, I would. Yeah, I'd say so.
Have you looked into, I mean, I don't want to say go into too much because I'm not sure about science, but I know you want to be, you're kind of scientific.
Yeah. Quite good.
What, you know, have you looked into what effects it would be if a 13-year-old?
I have, yeah, gathered some things of what it is, and it does seem like a beneficial thing. We do need to protect against this thing. Try to find a cure, eventually. We will find a cure immediately, but eventually. And look what humanity has done over these thousands of years. We started out with sticks and stones, and now we're aeroplanes, and going to the moon, and all kind of modern education. Like, a caveman used to live for like 40 years, and now we live to 80.
Right. you get going, don't you? When you're passionate.
Well,
about
I get
this,
going. I
sympathise with you because you know. But this is your time over the next few weeks. What I want you to do is, I want you to talk. I want you to tell me how you're feeling. Tell listeners how they're feeling, because you know, we don't give the opportunity to young people. And I think for the last 18 months, what we've done is we've just assumed. A lot of the time, we've just assumed that we're doing the right thing and talking. Do you feel better for talking about it?
Yeah, I do. I definitely do feel better.
Good. I'm glad that you do. If you didn't, then I could be in trouble. We're going to play some Roy Orbison and some local tunes as well. But we'll come back and we'll chat some more in a moment. Maybe we'll cheer everybody up with something. What do you think?
Yeah, that sounds really good. I did. I've got a bit of a dark rant currently, so get on back on track.
All right, we'll do that then soon. Dum, dum, dum. The the Hot Pockets Function Band. They're a local band, and they sent us a load of tracks, and that was their version of Shut Up and Dance on Vectis Radio. And if you are a local artist, all you need to do is send us your tracks via an email for the time being, ian.mac@vectisradio.fm. Now, I've got Daniel in, and we're going to lighten the load, Daniel, because obviously we think you look like Max Verstappen, so that's the reason why we're calling you Mini Max. And you do look like Max Verstappen.
I do, yeah.
Unfortunately, but you don't like Formula One at all, do you?
No, I don't.
No, but you've had a look at a gander at the picture of Max Verstappen. It was like looking in the mirror, wasn't it?
If I jolt my hair sideways, it'll look like him.
Yeah. Don't go doing that, will you?
No, I'm not.
Because it's not a good look.
It's not.
Now, look, it's coming up to lunchtime. You've got to clear off and you're going to go back to school. Do you have, what do you have? Do you have lunch at school?
Yeah, I've asked school lunch, yeah.
Is it school lunch or a packed lunch?
School lunch, from school, yeah.
Okay, so what are you looking forward to? What are you going to have?
Today's cheese pizza.
Cheese pizza?
Margarita.
All right, okay. So. And what are you having with that?
I've got a brownie in my pocket, currently. I've got a...
You kept that quiet.
That's Fiber One 90 calorie chocolate fudge brownie.
All right, so that's what you were having as well.
Yeah.
You're having that and a bit of pizza.
Yeah.
Is that it?
Got a bottle of water.
No fruit?
I don't eat much at school.
Don't eat much fruit?
Oh, I eat fruit at home, yeah.
Okay, well, that's good. What do you have?
Apples, grapes, my favourite usually. Yeah.
Grapes are your favourite?
Yeah, grapes are my favourite.
Okay, fine. So what, if your mum's listening and she's thinking about tea tonight, what would you like?
I don't get a say in that.
Yeah, go on, have a say. You never know, this might work. How great would that be that you get home and you got your favourite dinner on the table?
I don't actually think I have a favourite dinner, I'll be honest.
You should say, Mum, you should be doing my favourite now because I am a radio celebrity.
I don't think she's going to quite think of it that way, but okay.
Well, she might do, you never know. Let's try it. What would you like?
Today, I'm a chicken mood. Chicken.
I feel like chicken tonight.
Yeah, some chicken, yeah.
Can you do this? I feel like chicken tonight. Chicken tonight.
I feel like chicken tonight. Chicken tonight. Chicken tonight. Yeah.
Come on, Mum. If you're listening, that's got to be worth a chicken dinner. What would you like? Yeah. Rice with it? Vegetables?
I think some potatoes would be nice.
Yeah. Cool. What's your mum's name?
Amelia.
Amelia. Look, Amelia, he deserves a chicken dinner. With potatoes. What else are you having?
I don't know.
Okay. Bit of gravy, maybe?
Yeah.
Yeah, some chicken gravy? Okay, and what are you having for afters?
Just an ice lolly's fine with me, usually.
An ice lolly?
Yeah, just like a Magnum.
Okay, well, what other ice lollies are available? Let's hope Amelia is listening, and let us know how you get on next week, okay?
Okay.
And enjoy your pizza at school.
I will.
Anybody you want to say hello to whilst you're here or not?
Not really.
Good. Saves on time, doesn't
Saves
it?
Saves on time, yeah. Saves on time.
Hey, look, it's a pleasure to meet you. And
it is, yeah.
Hopefully you come back next week. And don't forget, you're going to be doing a podcast, aren't you?
Yep, I am.
Just quickly, before you go, tell us about your podcast.
It's going to be gaming-related.
Gaming-related?
Yeah.
What's the first game you're going to review?
We haven't quite figured it out yet, but yeah, we're just going to... We'll go to see. We'll see what's currently trending, as they say.
You little tease. All right, that's what we'll do. Thank you for being there. See you next week. Have a good week. Okay.
Thanks, Matt.